Earth along with me. Simple as can be.
Next time you'll be in blue, just let a smile begin. Happy things will come to you.
Then smirk yourself a grin.
Ooh, I hate smurfs. I'll get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
Welcome one and all once again, or actually for the first time in 2013, to Nerds on the Rocks episode 119. We have a full show for you this week as we look into 2013, take out all the big movies that are set to come out this year. Joining us this week for the first time in a couple of months, we have Anthony.
Hello. Hi.
You sound so depressed. You should be excited and
getting cramp in my foot, that's why. It's like, oh, it's painful.
We have Wesley.
Hey, you know, in 2013, maybe I won't get left out of the reboot this year.
You can't reboot every year, then it's just a gimmick.
Hey, gimmicks are everything, baby. Gimmicks are everything.
And we have Ashley.
I started off 2013 with some really bad news, guys. Turns out my match at the Royal Rumble with Katy Perry will not be happening because she has no fucking idea who I am or that I even made the challenge. Because of that technicality, I declare myself the winner.
That seems to work, but you still have a chance because tomorrow officially kicks off the road to Royal Rumble when The Rock returns, so maybe Katy Perry will be with him and she'll accept it on national TV.
I hope she does.
Or you can always set up for WrestleMania because it is the road to WrestleMania right now.
Well, I know. I figure we set up like the storyline. Like, she cheats to beat me the first time, and then I get my WrestleMania when I pin her ass at WrestleMania. 1, 2, 3, fuck you. That's right.
Damn.
But we'll get to talk about that more in a couple of weeks as we have a Royal Rumble podcast set up. This week is all about movies, and because of the recording time and this way this year started, we actually missed one of the quote-unquote big movies of the year already with the Texas Chainsaw 3D because...
Oh, for that movie.
Oh, well, I'm so disappointed right now. You can see my tears. My tears are showing right now. I'm so sad. No, not really, but, you know.
Yeah,
fuck that movie. Tell
this is third Texas Chainsaw movie. Apparently, there's a lot of massacres in Texas at this rate. I would just move out of the state. Not because of the massacres, but because it's Texas. So there's that.
You know, a year ago, I went to Austin, Texas, because one of my friends was getting married. Austin, Texas is so fucking bleak. Like, no offense to anyone who lives in Austin, but your city is like... One, I was told that this was part of the hilly part of Texas, like that there were actual hills. There were not. I mean, I need people in Austin to understand. I come from Pittsburgh. We have mountains. We have real ones. We have roads that are literally perpendicular down. I mean, it's awesome. It's scary as fuck, especially when you're drunk. But Austin was like, I saw a rock. That was totally a hill. I described Austin as carnival that is all midway.
Huh.
Like, you get halfway through Austin, right, and you suddenly realize no motherfucking Ferris wheel as carnival. Nothing. Just like game booths and food. The food is good. So basically all I'm saying is I understand why there are so many massacres in Texas.
Damn.
But, yeah, and Austin's supposed to be the most progressive city in Texas. That does not bode well for the state. So, yes, Texas Chainsaw is out there. Watch it, don't watch it. You don't care.
I've heard from what I've been hearing, don't watch it. I've heard a lot of don't watch it.
You needed to hear something about that to decide don't watch it?
It sounds confusing to me, because it's like a sequel to the original, but it's also set in the modern day.
It's like a sequel to the original, yet...
Probably reboot something as well. Retcons a few things in the middle, because fuck it, why not? No one's watching it anyway.
No one cares. Ooh, that would be awesome.
So Superman
it's
Returns.
Die of a Chainsaw.
It's a weird time as well for the, like, January. Would you not
it's January.
Hold it until October when it's like
no,
Halloween?
That is why I totally believe you don't need to hear that this was a bad movie to realize this was a bad movie. When you slip this in this week of January and it is a horror movie, you basically want it that first week of January so you can be, we did lose money our first week. We had more than 7 people in the theater to see it. This was a success.
Yep. That's about right, because it's January. You can release anything in January.
Yeah,
just put all your movies that you have no idea what to do with for the rest of the year, January.
January and February, because I believe Butterfly Effect was a January-February movie.
Yeah. That was actually.
Oh, God. Butterfly Effect. Ashton Kutcher, stop trying to do real acting.
Yeah, I tried watching that once. I can live without that again in my life.
It seems to have worked for them because Texas Chainsaw 3D is the highest grossing movie of the weekend with $23 million.
Yeah, it's the highest grossing movie of the year.
What does that mean?
It actually is.
What?
It's the highest grossing film.
It's
on top.
I don't think it's the highest grossing movie of the year.
You're the highest grossing movie of the year. It's only been
the DVD cover and everything. That's the marketing.
Highest grossing movie of 2013.
Wouldn't Django Unchained be the highest grossing? Because it grosses $3 million. Yes, and it does opening weekend. And Django had the full 3 days as well. I assume it could make up that $3 million during the week. But I get your point. Anyhow, moving on because we spent way too much time on Texas Chainsaw.
I think that was like, I think we should have not said so, but, you know, Texas.
Speaking of horror movies in January, A Haunted House, a it's a parody of Paranormal Activity, which is really odd because Scary Movie 5, which we'll talk about later, or we can talk about now and save us trouble, is also a parody of Paranormal Activity.
Tis the Season?
I mean,
and isn't Scary Movie also a Wayne's film?
The original ones. I think they've bailed out after 3. So yeah,
when the Wayans get out of your franchise, end it. Just end it. You're done. You're fucking done.
But this one set up. It has Lindsay Lohan and damn, what's his name? Charlie Sheen.
And bet together. No, I'm sorry. If you go to see that movie and you give any fucking money to Charlie Sheen, I don't care if it's 3 cents of your ticket that goes to that motherfucker. This actually pisses me off that people will still pay money to see things with Charlie Sheen in it. Because he is a fucking monster. And not like the good Kanye West way. Like, Charlie Sheen is a woman-beating asshole.
He's a piece of shit.
He's not apologetic about what an asshole he is, and that's what he's making money off of at this point. So if you are giving him money and encouraging him in that in any way, if you are watching anything he is, if you're going to see any movies, you'll be buying any of the stupid fucking Tiger's Blood merchandise, fuck you, stop it. Stop encouraging him.
FX gave him 90 episodes of anger management.
That pissed me off. One, it's like the highest. That, and I don't even think it's that great of a show. I haven't seen it. I don't plan on watching anything with him.
The weird part about anger management was with Charlie Sheen's contract and how it worked was if it just did just enough, it would the contract would be set up so he could get 90 extra episodes. Just like, yeah, the ratings are enough. Yeah, 90 extra episodes. I'm going, the show kept dissipating in ratings. Keeps Charlie Sheen busy, I guess, but I'm not touching.
You know what
should
keep him busy? Jail. Jail should keep Charlie Sheen fucking busy. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I'm not defending the man. Trust me, I am not defending the dude. I'm just like I'd rather him not be on my TV screen. Thank you very much.
I'd rather not have him lost in the streets.
just can't.
Don't accidentally shoot your ex-wife.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about that, Pete. That bastard of a thing. Shit.
But yeah, Charlie Sheen, Scary Movie 5. I think this is all we need to give for the entire year. Moving on.
Yeah, but
Gangster Squad looks pretty good.
Yeah, I was about to say, Gangster Squad looks interesting.
Gangster Squad looks like, that's like, out of all of the movies in January, looks like that's going to be the one that I'll, like, that one and maybe Hansel and Gretel, the Witch Hunters one, the movie that's been on the shelf for forever.
Oh, that's coming out in January?
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to see that movie.
It's weird. The first thing, whenever I see the Gangster Squad trailer or commercials, the first thing I think is I want a video game of this.
That makes a certain amount
It looks like a movie version of L.A. Noir. I really want to just play
it. Yeah, it does actually, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just really want to play this movie now. So I will be checking it out. It has a pretty good cast. Ryan Gosling.
It's just been, it's been on the shelf since... how long has it been on the shelf? I think it's been
on the shelf. It was supposed to come out last summer, but there was a shooting. I think it was the Aurora... it was before the Aurora shooting.
Yeah, it's the Batman shooting,
according to Wikipedia, it's the Aurora shooting.
Okay.
It was bumped.
Yeah, because filming began in like March 2011. And it was initially slated for March 2nd of last year. Then they decided just to push it for a 10-month delay until January. Yeah. So
the other reason I really want to see this is because this is also from the screenwriter who's supposed to be writing the Justice League film. And this is his first major film, or his first film. I'm kind of curious to see how that comes off.
Oh, yeah.
It does look, I mean, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone is enough to get me into a theater. Like, yes, I like you both. Not wild about Sean Penn's involvement, but but
it might not be too bad.
But Ryan fucking Gosling is so much that is right with Hollywood right now. I want to hug him.
Yeah.
And I like to think he hugged me.
Aww.
But in like a sex way, just like, I want to hug him and be like, thank you, Ryan Gosling, for being Ryan Gosling. And then be like, hey, girl, I'll be Ryan Gosling. You're welcome.
Yes, Emma Stone is also awesome. The rest of January is
I was going to mention that, actually.
The rest of January is just kind of mixed.
It's a weird month.
January tends to be, because almost everything kind of pushed out near the end of December.
So you have, two parodies, the Haunted House you mentioned earlier, and then you had the movie 43, two weird parody movies just blasted out in 1 month. Then
43, because it has a huge cast. Yet.
It does.
It's not a cast. It's a guest list, is what it is.
It has Hugh Jackman, Emma Stone, Elizabeth Banks,
Kristen Bell, Norman Watts, Chris Pratt.
Is it one of those films like New Year's Day where they get actors to come on for one scene and then they can just put the name on the poster even though they're only in it for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
It's a guest list then. It's a cast.
You guys, it has Kristen Bell as Supergirl.
It was shot in 2010. They've been sitting on this for a while.
Man, they had no idea what to do with this. They had no clue.
And this just looks really bad, and I feel bad, because I'm sure he's just trying to get his feet wet again, but The Last Stand with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was ridiculous.
I've not seen that trailer yet. Won't watch it. I don't want it to ruin my memories of Arnie from my childhood. I'm watching...
It looks ridiculous. I don't know if it's going to be... I doubt it's going to be good, but it might be just pure and simple, stupid, ridiculous fun for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that's what I expect from Arnold movies, but this doesn't even look like that. It just kind of looks he's trying to get back in, and it's like, this is an action role, and we just need a tough guy. Because he doesn't have that look to him anymore. He needs to play more over the hill.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, it'll just be...
And you mentioned Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. And this is Jeremy Renner's last movie for some time, right? Because he's taking a break from acting. Or is that what he said? Is
he?
Yeah, hey, so he's going to take a break from acting. And still film Avengers 2. We're running away together.
But yeah.
In my
mind. Yeah, he has been in like basically everything, hasn't he? So
he's been, yeah.
It feels like he's been in everything anyway.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe he's just taking a break because he was in like 3 movies last year or something like that. But you know, he's not on our Justin Gordon effort level yet. But we'll get to that when we have our award show in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. So yeah, that's basically it for January.
Yeah, that's really it because there's not.
February isn't much better.
Bullets in the Head looks kind of fun. It looks.
February's got Die Hard 5. I thought that seemed
Wait,
early.
What was it again? Actually. What was that again, Anthony?
Good Day to Die Hard is out in February.
Oh yeah. God, that is that. Oh wow.
It's Valentine's Day because nothing says romance like Bob Bruce Willis.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
No. It's PG-13 now, so they can't say motherfuckers anymore.
What?
You see, it's hard to. I want to be excited for it, but then I've seen Die Hard 4, so it's hard to really like be anticipating. I'll
watch it too, but I've seen the trailer for this, and this just looks like one of the most over the top and insane.
It looks goofy. It looks like it.
Yeah, well, they've got to stop destroying a helicopter with a car or whatever it was.
That's the point. It's like the original Die Hard exists, and the reason it works so well is because it's a small action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
One giant set piece through the entire time. Part 2 expands on it. Still one set piece, but the set piece mm-hmm. is one. Part 3 is a playground with New York City. And part 4 is like, you know, go crazy.
And what with like the trilogy of Die Hard, not including Die Hard, it's about like being trapped, isn't it? Like in the first one, it's trapped in the hotel, and then it's the airport, and then the further you get bigger, but you're still all confined into like these places, and then Die Hard 4 comes along, and he's just like running around.
Go crazy! I mean, he's taking helicopters, he's driving.
Yeah.
He has a jet fighter.
the stuff you can do. It's so funny how PG-13 is pretty much one like, well, you can't really swear a ton, but you can use all the explosions you want. So have at it, bro. So
yeah, this country's obsession with violence and sex is so backwards at times.
I know, it's like violence. Okay,
God bless America.
God bless America.
At this point, the only way the new Die Hard theme itself is if it pulls a prototype and Bruce Willis karate kicks a helicopter to destroy it.
That would be badass, actually.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
If they do that, I will forgive them for the lack of the motherfucker. But I can't believe they took the motherfucker out of Die Hard. That's not okay. Nothing okay about that.
I'm like, what? I swear, you should put like a little thing in there of PG-13, but you have to have yippee-ki-yay motherfucker.
But I mean, you are allowed to say one F in the entire movie, so you can use it for that.
Mm. Okay, yeah, they probably could get it.
I mean, that's what X-Men did.
Oh, yeah. When Wolverine's great, with the great cast, is like, hi, you want to join? Fuck you. Okay.
Yeah, you're allowed to have one. Anything else?
The best part of First Class, just that, fuck you. Okay.
It's such an odd requirement, too, that you can curse once, and it's fine, but like, two,
only once will not offend our delicate sensibilities. But two fucks in the same movie, and you ruined my society.
And if you do three fucks, well, then that's just crazy, and that leads to dancing.
And then, you know, it'll just wait for the DVD release when they add the digital thread back in.
The unrated edition.
Five fucks.
One body actually looks interesting, but from what I've heard, isn't really that great.
You know, that it's funny, the movie I've seen a bunch of advertisement for, like, every time I've seen a movie over December has been Escape from Planet Earth. It's a movie about aliens who come to Earth.
Yeah.
And it's basically about them going to Earth and then they end up in, like, Area 51, like, an Area 51 containment center that they run into all these other aliens and have to break out of there. And it looked like the trailer looks just, it actually kind of amused me, the trailer, trailer of the movie. It looks initially kind of good. Like, the CG looks decent. It doesn't look ultra great, but it looks pretty good. And of course, and then they initially end up in a convenience store in which they're learning about the effects of brain freeze. It does have a pretty decent voice cast. I mean, it has Paul Rubens, William Shatner, Brendan Fraser, Rob Corddry. They have a decent enough voice cast. I mean, Jane Lynch coming off of her very fun appearance in Wreck-It Ralph, so.
Which is still not over, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's out
William
of February.
Shatner's acting career at this point is basically summed up by what will you do with it for a Klondike bar?
But you know what? That's the charm of William Shatner at this point. He will do, the man will just, he's like, oh, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care.
You know what they need to have? They need to have a William Shatner, Samuel L. Jackson, and Eugene Levy movie.
Their rule is practically if they can have fun and they can just go freaking nuts with it, they'll do it and they embrace it with a big hug.
I'm pretty sure their rule is if you're going to give us money.
Yes, that's another thing. It's always the rule of like how Michael it's like the rule of I want to buy a yacht this week. I'll do this movie.
I would die to see the scripts they've turned down. Like, the movies that they think are so bad that they can't put their names on.
Well, have you guys ever seen, it was a college humor video about Nicolas Cage's agent? I think I brought this up before. And it's this parody of, like, Nicolas Cage's agent getting talking to Nick Cage on the phone about the scripts that he's gotten for him. And he's got one, you're playing Superman. I'll take it. No, let me finish. You're playing Superman. Well, I'll take it. It's Schindler's List, but as an action movie. Called Schindler's List. I'm in. Later on, they're like, it's the same movie. They changed the name. It's Schindler's List. I'll take it.
Hey, Nicolas Cage has to freaking pay off that bankruptcy somehow, so he will do anything.
He will be bankrupt if he stops doing bad movies.
I was gonna say, what's everybody
else to do the bad movies?
What is everybody else's excuse? Like, I swear, like I watched Dumb and Dumber, and I saw Eugene Levy. I'm like, this guy doesn't turn down anything, does he?
No, that's okay. You know. I'll actually go a little bit further back here. When Burt Reynolds declared bankruptcy back in the 90s, the man did everything. He popped up in TNT TV movies. It was so like, you would be watching Nitro, and suddenly Burt Reynolds in Shadow Force 5.
You'd be watching Nitro.
And suddenly Burt Reynolds was in the ring!
And he's the world heavyweight champion.
I am surprised. I'm honestly surprised that didn't happen at one point or another.
I'm surprised it hasn't either.
Yeah, yeah. It's now the RWO. Reynolds World Order. Funny name.
Reynolds.
God help us. Moving down. Is there anything else you want to say about...
I'll say a quick thing for Dark Skies. If you guys have not seen the trailer for Dark Skies yet, oh, for the love of watch that trailer. It is awful, but you will laugh your ass off. Because it is funny. It amused the shit out of me.
I may go watch Top Gun 3D because I've never seen Top Gun. So.
You've never seen Top Gun?
I've never seen Top Gun.
I haven't seen it either, dude, so don't. Yeah.
You could probably find some gay porn on the internet and it would be as homoerotic than that movie.
I've heard plenty about it, and I've seen it on, you know, when you watch, like, those 100 greatest film things, and I've seen clips of it and stuff like that, and, but I've never actually seen it from beginning to end, so.
To this day, I still do not know why the volleyball scene exists in this movie.
80s, too, man, I mean, in the 80s, scenes exist in movies that I don't know why they're there.
Oh, God, it's the red option. Teen Witch is all I can think of. Why the fuck was that in there?
80s.
Yes. none of these scenes add anything to the movie. I'm like, what was the point of it? Like, it doesn't build character. It doesn't build...
80s! That is the only...
Yeah, nobody cared in the 80s, so they just threw it in there.
You know what I secretly hope? I hope that this year Top Gun is given a challenge to turn the rest of them by G.I. Joe 2. There's not The Rock and Channing Tatum in the volleyball scene.
Well, by golly, they had to delay G.I. Joe to add more Channing Tatum. So.
We're going to do a volleyball scene. Why?
That's your point. You've ruined the film, because now that's all I want to see is them people watching.
Somebody get The Rock on Twitter and be like, hey, Dwayne, how about before you come back to Raw, you film a volleyball scene with Channing Tatum?
No, he would act, knowing The Rock, if you caught him and his day was quiet enough, he'd probably respond and probably with a big, oh, God.
Jack the Giant, say, I assume.
Yeah, Bryan Singer's new film.
Ooh, is that the angle?
Is this a Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the trailer for this one.
It's actually a pretty nice trailer. They showed a trailer before my showing of The Hobbit, I do believe. Either the first or second showing I saw of it, and looks pretty good.
It's got a good cast.
It's not the Eddie and Giants, okay.
Yeah, it looks actually pretty good. I could say I actually want to see that one.
Oh, it's starring Beast from X-Men.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. That's probably how we got the role as Beast, because we filmed this with Singer, and Singer probably said, hey, put him in this.
But, guys, it's going to be Beast and Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting giants.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's Ian McShane, which makes almost everything awesome in a movie lately. It's like, who's the best part of Pirates of the Caribbean? Ian McShane. Ian McShane is Blackbeard's worst entire movie.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, he's worth like 15 minutes of the movie.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, at least 15 minutes. I'll give it.
Yeah, the film's like nearly 3 hours long, though.
It's worth the first 30 minutes. Skip over a few scenes. Watch the Blackbeard scenes. End.
That's why they invented DVDs.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying here. You go DVD, you go Blu-ray, on demand, whatever.
Yeah.
Just watch those little scenes.
Actually, a friend of mine goes through the Spider-Man trilogy. And only watch scenes with James Franco in them. And they say, okay. If you do that, it is a surrealist masterpiece.
Huh. Well.
That is an interesting way to watch it.
Considering Spider-Man 3, that might not be a bad idea with Spider-Man 3.
Anything that means not actually watching Spider-Man 3 is a good idea with Spider-Man 3.
That is very true.
Yeah, but I could have sworn we did the exorcism already, or a second one, or whatever.
They're doing a second.
Was it
the Exorcism of Emily Rose? Well, there's quite a few exorcism films, so it's easy to get.
Emily Rose. Exorcism of that guy in the corner who's a bastard. I don't know.
No doubt it'll be a found footage film as well and be shitty.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna hurt kids.
Speaking of
James Franco,
is it Great and Powerful?
See, the thing with that is that I watched the trailer and it looked a lot like Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, which turned me off a bit because I didn't like Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. It near enough looked like they used the same digital effects for Oz the Great and Powerful.
It's gonna
you know what, I'm looking at the poster and I'm already feeling like this is going to be a Tim Burton-esque film, but without Tim Burton...
Sam Raimi's the one directing this thing.
At that point, like it will be slightly more tongue in cheek because it's Sam Raimi. And Bruce Campbell. Good. Okay.
Yeah, I did not realize Bruce Campbell was in this. I was like,
it's a Sam Raimi production. Of course, Bruce Campbell was in it.
Like, Bruce, you busy? Nope. Hop in my movie.
But, when is she not?
Since
Hey, Bruce can do an appearance for his buddy Sam in between burnout scenes, so.
Yeah, but you can't appear in Drag Me to Hell. I mean, Spider-Man 3 was pretty shit, but Drag Me to Hell was awesome, so I'll give Sam Raimi. Give Sam Raimi another shot, so I'll probably watch Oz, Great and Powerful.
But from what I understand, it sounds like Spider-Man 3 wasn't his fault. Out of that stuff was kind
I don't blame Sam Raimi for Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 was just.
Just like the Amazing Spider-Man wasn't his fault either.
Oh my god. Ted Raimi is in the movie. Jocks are the Mighty.
Oh yeah! That's awesome! Okay, this movie actually could be pretty fun.
I think if it's bad, it'll be the fun sort of bad at this point.
Yeah, because it has Ted Raimi, Bruce Campbell,
It has a decent cast. It has Zach Braff.
Zach Braff? I mean,
for Jane Franco.
Oh, wow.
Mila Kunis. Rachel Weisz.
It has a really good cast. Damn.
Rachel Weisz didn't have to do any more of those Mummy movies. She ran away screaming from the Mummy franchise. Bad idea.
Admission, I assume, is going to be
I saw Paul Rudd involved, and I went, what could this be? I'm actually looking. Okay, it's a comedy film with Paul Rudd, Tina Fey,
Lily Tomlin? Oh, holy shit.
Lily Tomlin's in this. Wallace Shawn's in this.
I saw Paul Rudd and Tina Fey, and I'm already on board.
This could be another one that might actually could be surprisingly pretty fun.
I don't know about the rest of these films.
Let's see. Now, it's like I actually saw when I was watching. This was weird when I saw the first thing for the Incredible Burt Wonderstone, one of those stand-ups, I went, the heck is this? I go into theater and I just see these stand-ups up.
Steve Carell. Bloody hell. It is?
Yeah.
Just look at the poster. I didn't know it was him until
Steve
I already knew.
Steve Buscemi, Carell.
God. Oh, the Incredible Burt Wonderstone? That looks awesome. It kind of looks like a comedic The Prestige. Because like Jim Carrey's over the top and very flamboyant magician, and Steve Carell's kind of like this old school one. He's trying to earn his secrets and trying to. It's like a little competition between the two. And
I might watch that then. Actually, sounds quite cool.
Plays a role in here, and Brad Garrett, and it actually has a pretty fun cast. So this is the weirdest one for me out of this. When I saw the trailer for The Croods, and I got to see it for the first time in 3D just before. Watching The Hobbit, I'm like, 3D actually looks pretty damn good in this movie.
It's Nick Cage as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Nick Cage has a
voice in the. Yeah.
Nick Cage, Ryan Reynolds,
Emma Stone,
Horace Leachman. That actually might not be too bad. The animation looks good.
We've kind of mentioned G.I. Joe Retaliation times.
I love the story of that film. Like, we're delaying it because we need to add 3D and more Channing Tatum. I mean,
we need to add more,
but not a volleyball
scene. In 3D. Yes, in a volleyball scene.
Yeah, that's probably what they're somewhere. They said, I was just thinking in my head, like, going, it's just only a Magic Mike hit big, and they said, holy crap, we need more Channing Tatum. We don't care how much promotion be done for this movie. We need to film more scenes. We need to, because the initial plan was Channing Tatum, Duke was going to die. And then it said, oh, crap, nope, oh, too big now. Add scenes.
Wait, that's the only thing people want to see? Fuck.
It's amusing how the other film, the Rise of the Cobra, pretty much set up Christopher Eccleston and Joseph Gordon-Levitt to be like, villains in the sequel again, yet neither of them are in it because they're off having better careers.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is one of the most wanted
actors in Hollywood, and he's like, nah, I don't need to do it.
Joseph Gordon's like, I'm good. I've got plenty of gigs.
Isn't Christopher Eccleston's character still in this?
Okay.
Is the character might be in it, but I just...
Yeah, he's not, because he was the president.
No, that was Jonathan Pryce.
Okay.
Arnold Vosloo is still in it, the shapeshifter. He becomes
Cobra and...
Cobra and... I can't remember.
It seems like a lot of the people from the original movie just said, screw it, that's just why they're killing everybody off.
I honestly do swear that's what probably happened. They said, do your little cameos and we'll kill you off and we'll just have...
I assume like they probably, you won't even see that they're there. They probably just have this assault and like so-and-so died during the assault or whatever.
They're going to open it at the end of the assault, and then we're going to go to a very sad scene in front of a memorial for all of the actors not appearing in this film.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like kind of like how Transformers the movie just killed off most of the old toy line and just said, yep, there you go. New toy line, new characters, boom, on the movie.
Yeah, so that's that. Yeah. Anything else in March stands out to you folks?
No.
Nobody go see The Host. I will kill you if you go see The Host.
What? I haven't even heard that much about it.
It's more Stephanie Meyer bullshit.
I saw a trailer for that.
It's her adult novel.
Yeah, I know.
The poster makes it look very unappealing. So
that's how much of an impression that trailer left on me when I saw that name and didn't even click in until you said the novel. I'm like, oh, nah. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's one of two novel-based movies that I am urging people not to see this year. We'll get to the other one later.
Yeah, because I'm not. Yeah, I saw that trailer and I said, nope, I'm good.
Okay, then we go to April. And this actually is interesting.
April's a pretty packed month. Yeah.
The Heat, which stars Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
I want it to be good.
Yeah, because I honestly can't think of any female buddy cop movies.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They tried with Miss Congeniality, too. They tried.
There was a Miss Congeniality, too.
Yeah, there was.
There was?
Where she and this very rough... She has, like, bought into her own hype as the beauty queen, FBI agent, and so she and this very, like, hard-nosed woman are sent into Vegas on this case.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... I mean, it was enjoyable, but it didn't have anything that made the first one fun. And it's just... It is really hard to convince people. If they had marketed it more as the female body cop movie, it mm-hmm. might have worked. But people are still like stepping around. You know, and Bridesmaids open the door for stuff like this. They're like, no, we can do female raunch comedy. Maybe we can do female body cop movies. And hey, maybe we don't have to have women's movies starring women as a separate genre. You motherfuckers.
This the best.
Did he just stop talking?
The one thing about this movie is it might have a chance, if nothing, because following March, it's going to be interesting because that's the weekend it's going up against the Jurassic Park 3D. So, it has a chance. I mean, hopefully it's good. It'd be actually neat to see if they could open up.
It looks funny, and it's believable. I mean, I hope it does well, because it is odd that, for such a huge and popular genre, that we've never had a female-led buddy cop film yet or franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there we go. Evil Dead, which a lot of
people... Ah, yes.
A lot of people seem to have changed their mind on after they saw the new trailer for it.
This is going to be interesting to see how this will go over. I will be very curious to see about this one.
Yeah, this is one of those, it's going to go one way or the other. I don't think you're going to have people who are going to be in the middle on this one.
No.
I'm probably not going to watch it, because I don't really do remakes.
Oh,
I haven't seen the trailer. I might watch it, I haven't seen the trailer.
It's going to be interesting, that one, because it's going to be like that weekend. It's going to be let's see, what's this 42? I haven't really heard much about
Jackie Robinson.
Thank you. I hadn't heard anything about that one yet. Thanks. And I appreciate that one because, and then Oblivion, which damn, that trailer's been everywhere. And
all I needed to see was Tom Cruise and decided I don't care.
Actually, I was surprised. Actually, Tom Cruise, I was very surprised by Jack Reacher. I was pleasantly surprised by that movie. It wasn't actually too bad, but when the trailer popped up for that one, I went, you know, I might actually check this out. It was out of a one movie trailer round, it was like the one, Oblivion was like the one that went, okay, yeah, that actually looks somewhat curious. Everything else, I was like, yeah.
No.
Yep, pretty much. And Scary Movie 5 comes out, which is the...
which we mentioned beforehand.
It's there.
Yeah.
It has, like, Tyson in it. So, that's not much better.
Pain and Gain, which is Michael Bay's new movie.
Then the next week is freaking Pain and Gain. That movie looks ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it is Michael Bay. What did you expect?
Well, no, I mean, it looks fun. I'm not going to kid him. I actually found myself going, this actually might be fun. Because it has Tony Shalhoub playing a villain. And Tony Shalhoub is actually a really fun actor. And the Rock's in this. Dwayne Johnson's playing, doing his thing. And Mark Wahlberg, which could go either way. But it could actually be a fun movie. It might actually turn out better. It might actually surprise. That actually might be like, yeah, it's not great, but it's fun. And sometimes fun is not a bad thing.
Okay. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just...
They look. Have you seen the trailer of it yet?
No, I haven't fired up to watch after this show's done.
Yeah, take a look at it. When you watch it, let me know what you think, because it's not... It's actually better.
I mean, even with his recent stint, he has had some decent. I mean, I enjoy Bad Boys. I've heard good things about Armageddon, so it's not like his movies are like over the top, and so he can work. And if he can moderate it, the problem with Transformers and stuff like that is he just kind of goes bombastic with no type of like.
It seems like Pain and Gain is to me is much more along the lines of that. Sort of Bad Boys, more Michael Bay of just that sort of, it's over the top, but it's not like so over the top that you can't go, oh, you know, it actually might be kind of fun. I'm not sure, it's not something I'll go, oh, I gotta see this in theaters first weekend, it'll be more, maybe if I have nothing else is out, but I would probably go, maybe I'll wait for like DVD or Blu-ray for it, whatever. One of those movies.
Okay. So that kind of brings us to May, and that's usually just auto.
May looks like a quiet month.
May!
May's gonna be nuts.
There's not,
not
much out in May. I'm being sorry, I'll shut up.
May is like you live at the theater.
Yeah. That's usually the start of the summer season. And as become tradition now, we might as well call it Marvel May. Iron Man 3 kicks off the Marvel.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Whoa. Holy crap. That echoed right through my speakers. Damn.
And it looks like it's going to be a more somber Iron Man 2 with a new
director. Iron Man looks fun. I'm very much looking forward to see what they do with Iron Man. That looks pretty cool.
The
thing with Iron Man 3 is, right, because it's like Avengers is like the mad crazy party, and then Iron Man 3 is kind of like the next day, so you could either be really hungover and feel shit, or you could be like, yeah, that was a good night, so remembering the good times, and Iron Man 3 is just like nice, easy, you know, modern officer. But I'm sure it'll be awesome.
It looks pretty slick. I mean, it has, the trailer looked really good that I saw of it. I mean, I love the licensing thing where they mentioned that Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be getting an armor. And
due to the wonders of modern technology, a huge chunk of this podcast just didn't record. The audio is fine for everything else, so I figured I would just explain a part of this podcast, like a good 30-35 minutes, just didn't record for whatever reason. I do apologize for that. You heard we ended with Iron Man 3 here. We're going into it, and that just kind of vanishes. And when we pick up with on the Smurfs too, so pretty much the movies of May, June, and part of July are all missing, and I do apologize for that. The Smurfs too.
Oh God, help us.
Nah.
Actually, and this is going to prominently feature Smurfette, so you know.
Yeah, actually, yes. I was watching I actually caught a trailer of it, and I was like, huh. I mean, it might not be too bad. I haven't seen the first movie. I'm afraid to. I still haven't seen the first movie, and I've heard the first movie's very bad. So,
I am probably going to watch the first movie this year. We have a month lined up with this Yogi Bear, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh no!
Alvin and Chipmunks movie.
All right, is it going to be your 151 proof? Because
of course, that's why I watch these films.
Earl's gonna have no liver left.
I don't know who wrote the plot description on Wikipedia for this, and I'm sure this is not what they meant. However, when Gargamel discovers that only a real Smurf can give him what he wants. And then it proceeds to talk about him kidnapping for Fett. I don't know what this movie is about.
Hey, kid.
I'm pretty sure it should have at least an R rating.
It's fun for the family.
All kinds of fun with the Smurf looking. And how would that even work?
La 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 la. Oh! La 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 la.
Moving
Wesley,
on.
You're dead to me.
I have probably been dead to many people. At this point, I think I am immortal. At this point, you probably have to attempt the quickening me.
Speaking of other sequels and prequels we didn't really need, 300 Rise of an Empire.
Oh, no.
I had no idea. I was looking.
I didn't know this was out this year either.
It's a prequel to the original, and it deals with Xerxes, the God King or whatever. I don't really know how the name makes sense.
I don't know.
Because shouldn't the rise of an empire be the Spartans and not the army they fight?
Why are they making them?
Yeah, but 300's the part of the title that people recognize. That's what makes it a sequel. If you just call it Rise of the Empire, then people don't know it's related to the 300's film.
But that's the point. It's not related because it's not the 300. It has nothing to do with the characters from 300.
I agree with you, bro, but when they're putting it on the posters, they want people to see the number 300, so they think, oh, that must be something to do with that other 300 movie that we watched and we liked, so we'll go watch this one.
Does this mean Frank Miller's doing another graphic novel?
Yeah, that's yeah, sure.
I know he's doing Xerxes. I know he's been working on
that. Yeah, that's the graphic novel.
Oh Jesus!
It's the same story.
This could get interesting.
I'm happy.
Did you throw other references to the first 300 in there? Like, eventually we dine in hell.
That would actually make it much more fun.
I was about to say, I'm so happy that I'm not in school anymore for this because I don't have to put up with people quoting this movie randomly for years and years and years.
And years and years.
I'm quite happy.
Cool.
They made
that actually might be fun.
Yeah.
That looks fun. I like the first Red. That was actually I like the comic, and I know the movie had very little to do with the comic, but it was damn fun.
Well, it's because the comic's not very long.
The comic's like 90, like under 90 days. It's like a three issue miniseries.
There's some good additions to the cast as well, with like David Willis and Neil McDonough. And
yes, that makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It's nice to kind of have an old people's movie franchise. Not old, but you know, like older actors and stuff like that.
And Warren Ellis gets royalty checks out of this, which makes him very happy.
I think in a year when there's a new Die Hard film and the G.I. Joe 2, this will probably be Bruce Willis's best film.
Yeah.
Just got to put that prediction out there.
He gets around too, huh? I don't know how you pronounce this.
Elysium.
It has Matt Damon in it, so that's always...
Matt Damon.
He's been showing down on his movie releases. Did he do a film in 2012? Oh, wait, he did, The Promised Land? Oh, I was thinking...
No, Matt Damon did that, that Zoo movie.
That was 2011.
That was 2011? Yeah. Fuck, that was 2011.
Yeah, he's maybe been slowing it down. I don't know. Maybe he should return to the Bourne franchise. They need some help.
Actually, the Bourne Legacy did pretty well. Pretty decent. Shocking. Pretty decent.
In the same movie? Elysium, it's by the guy who did District 9, isn't it? So, should be quite interesting.
That is the District 9 guy. That actually might not be too bad.
That's why. Yeah.
Oh, God. And then Planes. Oh, fuck. A sequel to Cars.
What?
A spinoff of Cars. Planes. It's a spinoff of Cars.
The Pixar movie that I
refused.
No.
Uh-uh. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was supposed to be direct-to-video, and then they decided to make it a film release.
Okay, so what is it about Cars that I'm missing that it has become the...
Can you answer that for me? Can you? Earl,
want an Incredibles 2. That's all I'm saying.
Of all the films they had, that was the one that ended on a cliffhanger of some sort that could lead into... a sequel, and it's the one that they refuse to do a sequel. A suitable way to do the sequel.
No, they just hate joy. They hate joy, Earl. They hate it. Instead of having people happy, they release a spinoff of fucking Cars.
Pixar hates you and wants you to be miserable.
Yes, it does. Exactly. They hate joy.
If they didn't try to teach you that with Toy Story 3. We want to make you cry. We feed on your tears.
Yeah, that actually fits. I like Toy Story 3, but yeah. No, that fits.
Like, all of a sudden, it's okay, Toy Story 1, and then Toy Story 2, and oh yeah, we remember everyone who went to see Toy Story in the theaters is now grown up, so cry, motherfuckers!
We're gonna make you weep! We will use your tears to power our spinoffs.
Off of Cars.
We will use your tears to power spinoff of Cars. And also for Cars 2, we'll add insult to injury. We'll make Larry the Cable Guy's character the spotlight character. Ha 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 ha.
From what I understand, that was the reason why this franchise has been so huge and why Disney's so keen on pushing it is because the merchandise does sell remarkably well.
It does. I know why. It's merchandising. It's for kids. They like it.
Okay, but at that point, if we don't get something related to Brave released after that, because merchandising for that was kind of huge. Also,
yeah, that was actually...
Merida was awesome!
That was a good movie, actually. I liked Brave.
I don't know, but we're spending way too much time on Planes and Cars.
I know, but it's... Yeah. Anyway, next movie, because I could go on a rant about this.
Okay, I don't know what where the movies are.
Actually, the one below this one, actually for the 16th of August, is Two Guns. And Two Guns is actually the first ever Boom comic property to ever get adapted into a movie. It's based off a comic series by Stephen Grant. I actually read a little bit of the comic. It's actually pretty good, and it has like Mark Wahlberg. It has Mark Wahlberg, Denzel, and it might not be too bad of a movie. And like I said, it'd be kind of neat if it became a hit, just because of the fact that Boom Comics managed to get a hit movie out of one of their comics, and that'd be kind of neat.
I just assumed they were done with the franchise. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters.
No.
They like money.
Four books.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's five books, and like the first one came out in 2010, and I didn't hear anything about it after that, so I assumed they were just done. But if they continue at this rate, the character is going to be like, what, in their 20s, 30s by the time they wrap up?
I think what probably happened with that is the movie did decent enough in theaters. Just barely, and then the DVDs did pretty well, and they decided, movie, DVDs, Blu-rays, yeah, we can make another movie. We can make some more money off of this.
And the books are okay. I mean, they're kid stuff, and I can't ever fault that. It's just that I hated the first movie because it's a modernization of a modernization, because the movie was already about modern Greek gods in current day. And then the movie is like, oh, it's not current enough, so we have to have, like, iPhone references and stuff like that. I'm like, but it already took place in present day.
I don't know. They're making, of course, it does give, and of course, it gives Nathan Fillion and Anthony Head another paycheck this year. And so, it gives Yvette Nicole Brown another, it gave her another paycheck outside of Community, so. And doing episodes of the Pyramid on Game Show Network, so. Yeah, she actually is a guest panelist on that. I really wish I didn't know that, but I do. I don't know anything about the to-do list, outside of Clark Gregg's in it, so Coulson.
Let's say it has Aubrey Plaza.
It actually has a pretty decent cast in it. I might actually would take a look over it. It actually has a pretty decent cast.
Yeah,
Donald Glover's in it.
Rachel Hader, Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg. Like
Christopher Mitchell. I don't know.
This is actually a pretty good. You might see that.
Yeah.
Cause and, but now we're hitting the movie that Ashley, you're not going to be the happy lady about on the 23rd.
No, this is the other novel-based one that I urge you not to see this year. Because it's based on a book series by an author by the name of Cassandra Clare. Mm-hmm. Cassandra Clare is a fucking plagiarist.
Get into this actually. Because I'm curious.
See, before Cassandra Clare is part of the culture that is now taking people who have written fan fiction and giving them major book deals. And basically what Cassandra Clare did with these books is she took large portions of her Harry Draco fan fiction, and I think, which is this is the kind of thing, her Ron Ginny fan fiction, and turned it into her novels, which was bad enough. Her Harry Draco trilogy that, you know, reformed Draco and showed him that he was just this hurt whoopee in leather pants.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Draco Malfoy is just horribly misunderstood. She copied word for word a section of a professionally published book and posted it online on a major fan fiction network. People reported her for it. It got deleted. And she tried to claim that, oh, no, that was accidental. I copied that down into my notes word for word. Months later, I went back and reread it and thought it was really good. And so I put it into my story. And everybody's like, no. No.
Okay. I'm still at step one where writing fanfics has become a thing when you get published now.
I don't know either, man.
Well, it's her. It's, the other big one would be 50 Shades of Grey. And there are a lot of authors who, and I have nothing against writing fan fiction. I have done it. So long as you're not writing, like, fucking Muppets shit or whatever. I don't care. Nick Reed.
Somewhere Nick Reed is going, someone just say my name.
He is too. But no, the thing is that, like, I'm not okay with taking fan fiction that you have made public and then, like, using it for your professional writing. Because, one, I think that's lazy, and two, I think that it's dangerously close to opening up more room for people to shut down on fan fiction because eventually you are technically profiting from something you've written.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't that, like, that's a, because you're using other people's IPs and characters and worlds. Like, I assume, I haven't read 50 Shades of Grey, but I assume they changed the characters' names and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah. No. They changed the characters' names, they changed the world. It's not like this within Fowling's universe. I mean, and they call it filing numbers.
Okay.
The thing is when you file the numbers off of something, that's so you can't trace it. If it is that easy to trace as it was with Cassandra Clare's and with 50 Shades of Grey woman, I'm uncomfortable with it. Secondly, I have seen interactions with Cassandra Clare. I have read about a lot of interactions with Cassandra Clare. She's just kind of not a very nice person, from what I've seen. Like, she also has been accused of directly profiting from her fanfiction previous to these books being published.
Wow.
people, she had a bunch of her stuff stolen, which really sucks. So her fan base raised money to buy her a new computer and like, extra stuff like an iPod, so she would keep writing her fan fiction. And people said, wait, whoa. Is that technically profiting from writing fan fiction?
Wow.
You shouldn't be able to do
that. Wow.
It's, you know, I won't comment on her writing because I know that I'm already predisposed to not liking it, but it really, really, really bothers me that someone with her reputation, even before she became a pro author, was given a book contract.
Yeah, because I kind of wanted to hear more on this, because I remember you brought it up a little while back, and I was just on when we went on Facebook, and I was like, I want to hear more on this at some point in the future. So that's, I was like, damn. Yeah, I'm not I have no part of that movie.
Yeah. I'm going to apologize right now if somebody hunts this down and flames us like crazy, because she does have sort of a minor army of people who will defend her. So,
it's all good.
As it is on the internet.
It's the internet.
I think Anthony has to step out, though.
I do. I didn't want to, like, leave and end the call accidentally, though, which is why I waited to learn.
Wesley's hosting it, so.
Yeah, I can let you. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I'll learn. I'll talk to you guys later. Then, or whatever. Okay. Bye, everyone.
No problem, dude.
Right.
Insidious Chapter 2. I assume that's a sequel to the Insidious, or is this something completely different?
I'm not sure on that one. I think,
like, if this is what's going to happen as we get to this list now. It's like, I'm just not going to have any idea what some of these things
are. We are at the part of the list in which
it's too early for marketing, so unless you're a huge movie fan, you don't pay attention.
I mean, it's like Closed Circuit that comes out on the 28th.
Which I assume is not a sequel to Short Circuit.
And well, it would be funny if it's a sequel to Short Circuit. I am very sure that they can get Fisher Stevens to wear the Indian makeup for another movie. I am very sure they can get that to happen.
This is a continuation of the 2010 horror hit about the fate of the Lambert family and their haunted house.
Okay.
We also have Riddick, which is third movie in the chronicle.
That's going to end up being I can already see that being kind of like a sleeper hit of like September.
Whoa, it's TV Sackoff and Dave
Bautista
in it.
It'll end up being a. It'll so be. Wait. Actually, might be. That actually screams pretty fine. I mean.
Is that how he spells his name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly, yeah.
I guess the WWE got rid of the U.
Allowed to have a U. Triple H would let him have the U. He was the only one who got a U.
We have I. Frankenstein.
I was looking this up, and Aaron Eckhart, Yvonne Stravinsky from Chuck, and Bill Nighy, and Bill Nighy's actually on a couple movies this year. I'm like, damn.
I think we should do that one week. It's just go through all these people who have multiple roles coming.
We
out.
Really do. Because there's these like actors that just pop up in everything, and then Little Mermaid comes out in 3D,
which Anthony was excited for, but he
that
did not.
Actually might not. That actually could be.
I mean, Little Mermaid. I don't think I've seen it in 3D. I don't really know what it would add to it, but it's like he said, it's nice that it's coming. That means it's coming out on Blu-ray.
Yes, it would mean the seashell bro would be a little more prominent, but it seems like a really weird choice for Disney to release in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just realized that they can make extra money by re-releasing this stuff before it comes out on home theater, because people will go see it.
Mm-hmm. And they will.
It's odd though that they've, you know, like, I would think they would have done. Like I said this last year, when they could have done an ad in 3D, because last year would have been the 20th anniversary if I hadn't initiated the theatrical release. Instead, you get
Aladdin actually would have gotten made good money 3D.
It's made good money, especially the Cable One is seen, which is kind of made for 3D originally, I think.
Yeah.
And then like the week after that is Prisoners and Rush, which Rush is a biographical action film directed by Ron Howard, and it's about the 1976 Formula One season and the rivalry between James Hunt and Nikki Lauda. Note, I just said that completely word for word from the Wikipedia page, because I have not heard, I really do not know much about this film.
We have Kathy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the sequels. I did not know.
Oh, my lord, it's the sequel land. we did, of course, there is. They're also releasing Star Wars.
The reason I skipped over that.
We will leave that alone then. Did I say anything? We're good. Moving on. Yes, old innocent what?
But yes, as he was trying to say, and I really didn't want to talk about it, is they're releasing Star Wars Episode 2, The Clone Wars, in 3D. That's all we need to say about that.
Yeah, I won't, because then I pull out an impression that would make me even more dead to Ashley, so we're good.
I'm actually kind of curious about The Tomb, just because it has Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That actually could be another one movie. I mean, the cast alone is just kind of like, okay, so I'm still on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jim Caviezel and 50 Cent.
Dude! And Jones. If you ever watch Persons of Interest, Jim Caviezel's actually pretty awesome in that show, so that actually might be kind of fun.
I just like saying his name, Caviezel.
He has a really cool name. Also, fun fact about Jim Caviezel, he actually made an appearance in and one of his earliest appearances in the Murder, She Wrote episode. Seriously.
Jesus?
No, but he looked like he was very young. So probably a young Jesus. You know, these things happen. Moving on. Ooh, it's October 4th. Day after my birthday.
Another sequel that has been 50 years in the making.
Sin City. Hang on. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. I just wanted to see.
City is dark. It is my mistress. I'm going to go shoot people.
All right. I'm going to go. I wander the city. I jump across the buildings. I feel the sound. Or some shit like that. I don't know. It's been a while since I've read Sin City.
People sitting in the streets, occupying things. They're all Islamists. This is totally not political commentary.
No, it's not. I'm sounding less like Marv and more like a Batman Marv hybrid mixed in with like.
I feel like that might have been with Frank Miller directing this. I feel like that may have been like his suggestion for like I'm more Batman. Everybody just talks like Batman. Jessica Alba, I need more Batman in your voice.
This movie is going to be, I mean, there's a sad thing about this film is, like, Michael Clark Duncan was supposed to reprise his role, but since he sadly passed on, rest in peace, and Dennis Haysbert took over for his role in the movie, so, and this movie actually looks like it'd be pretty cool. I mean, I like the first Sin City, I'll probably check it out.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I enjoy it. It's stylish and stuff like that. I did not know. Yeah, I did not know they were doing this again. I guess they realized that Episode 1 didn't do that so well. So Star Wars Episode 3 is also coming out this year as well.
Again, we'll just say that.
Yeah. I was just kind of, because I thought the idea was one a year, and then did the first one bomb that bad, and he's like, okay, just get them all out there as soon as possible. Well,
this one, you get to watch Hayden Christensen angst in 3D, which will be different from watching.
Or you get to see the line that's been gift across the internet of no in 3D.
You got to do it right. It's no.
I'm not copying that. I would, but you got it, man.
But yeah, that's
on the plus side, you do get to see the awesome Yoda fight.
Yes, that might be worth it just to see the Yoda.
I would actually like to see in 3D.
Yeah, I actually might. I mean, if I that would be a movie I'd probably see on like a Tuesday discount day here, and
oh,
just
yeah. Yeah,
I'll watch it. Now, what is this, Captain Phillips?
It is the film is a biopic of Captain Richard Phillips, who was taken hostage by Somalian pirates during the company hijacking.
Oh, okay.
So it's like Pirates of the Caribbean, only, you know, the real pirates.
Too bad.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, I mean, it has Tom Hanks in it, and that's
actually... Old Boy?
Old Boy remake.
Happening.
With Spike Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's better than when it was rumored to be Spielberg and Will Smith, because I'm like, wait, you're going to turn this into some touchy-feely family comedy. Look, guys, while there are family parts to Old Boy, they aren't kind of touchy-feely, but they're not feeling good. I mean, kind of.
Oh, boy.
If you haven't seen Old Boy and you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't know if that's good or bad. If you have seen Old Boy and you know exactly what I'm talking about...
I'm solving my not seeing Old Boy now just so I can have a feel for it, because I have not seen it yet. Bad Wesley?
Moving on. To save Wesley from being murdered on air.
It's okay. I wasn't gonna
murder you. It's basically just like I can see there's some great fight scenes that would translate to an Americanized version. I'm just really shocked if they can do everything with Old Boy was done with it originally.
Okay. Cool.
We have a remake of Carrie coming out.
Oh god, this could be Carrie.
This could be?
It could be either great or it could be very interesting. Interesting is my sarc, is my... There's going to be no... I don't know how this is going to end up turning out, honestly. I mean, I don't know. I have really no opinion on this outside of it's happening.
I wonder if we're going to crossover.
With stuff like this. Carrie versus Freddy versus Jason.
That would be fun. I'd actually like that.
Oh my god, no, they should do a television series where it's two killers, a pyro, and a pizza place.
That would actually sell. That would actually probably be a selling series to a network.
Freddy, Jason, and Carrie all open up a pizza restaurant and shenanigans.
Freddy, Jason, Carrie owning a pizza, a restaurant. Yeah, that's my cheesy little sitcom theme of the episode.
Moving on. The Seventh Son?
Yeah, but...
Is anything like the Seventh Son?
I don't know. I feel like this is one of those movies.
It's an upcoming fantasy film based on the first installment of Joseph Delaney's children's dark fantasy novel series, The Wardstone Chronicles, titled The Spook's Apprentice. Wiki page again, kids, because I have the wiki up, so I am lucid in this for
wiki,
all its worth.
Made
in
the purpose of having to Google anything nowadays.
It's up on the page. It is there. I'm just using it.
Paranormal Activity 5, because how cursed can one family be?
I don't know, but by golly, every time these movies come out, they make money, so let's just get this sucker going. But
maybe this time they will have a camera focus on something, and you'll see something that shouldn't be there.
But make note of this. We have better news because we have an Edgar Wright movie coming out that same weekend. So,
yes.
Like Paranormal Activity 5, yeah. World's End, baby. Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg.
You know what's funny? I have already seen this being talked about some places where they're like, Edgar Wright, the director of Ant-Man. This film is coming out before Ant-Man, and they're already like, he's going to be directing the next Marvel movie, so you see this movie. It's like, how he's already directed some really fucking good movies.
Yeah, it's like,
with these two characters, a Simon Pegg
and a Cross. I love this. I just love this. It's coming out. I love how they're releasing this movie the same weekend as Paranormal Activity. I will make a point to see this opening weekend just to say, like, screw you, Paranormal Activity, I'm watching this. This is much worth my money.
I don't know what to think of this. I know the history with it. I know the history with this genre. But Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Oh, my. Oh, my, my.
Heck, the only thing that gives me hope is I see Stephen Colbert's name there.
Oh, yeah, I saw this and went, oh.
Stephen Colbert as Mr. Peabody's nemesis.
Oh,
oh, not Mr. Peabody. That would actually be a lot of fun if...
Yeah, I thought he would be Mr. Peabody, but...
That would be fun.
I enjoyed it when I was growing up, but I didn't know there was a huge Mr. Peabody and Sherman fan base to warrant a movie.
Money.
But that's the point, though. Like, what money is there? Like, it's not a huge franchise. This doesn't have, like, a cult following.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia bomb.
And as Nick is not here, I feel like I get to say, fuck nostalgia.
You're welcome, Nick. And it's pretty much one of those things of, yeah, I mean, you're right, it's dead-on nostalgia movie. I mean, it's just the right period of time, though. I just want to see when this pops up, and you're going to have the situation of, yes, it's Mr. Peabody Sherman. You'll have party eyes that will go, oh, okay, and other people going,
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
But that same weekend, Ender's Game gets released.
This could get real interesting. I'm kind of curious to see what they do, because Ender's Game is a really kind of morbid kid's story.
It is! It's a morbid damn book.
And I don't know if they're going to do that with this.
Part of me wants... I mean, it's like, if they do Ender's Game and then they decide to do the other books, I can't wait to see how they... handle the other books in this series if this ends up going over pretty well.
Yeah, okay. I just want to say real quickly, I hate this push that people have done the past couple of years for this. But this whole idea of releasing concerts and movie theaters...
Oh, God, yes.
Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, this one, not One Direction, who honestly I didn't expect would still be a thing by November.
Yep.
But
it won't be.
I'm more of a wanted fan anyway.
But you do realize that same weekend, the One Direction movie, Thor Dark World, is getting released, so...
I didn't realize
it was the other Marvel movie we were getting this year. For some reason, I thought we were getting either Guardians of the Galaxy or Ant-Man this year.
No.
But we get a second Thor!
Yeah, and then when do we get... Is Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy counted in this rotation? Because next year, the year after this, would be Captain America.
Captain America, and then...
Captain America Winter Soldier, which is already on my most anticipated list, and it isn't earned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... Somebody was complaining about this, because Zachary Levi is in this movie, and I think he's being cast in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's on their sort of list of people they might cast for Guardians, but it's not a sure thing yet.
Oh, yeah, because I think JGL was just shortlisted, too.
Yeah.
Because it would be neat, because Zachary Levi is pretty cool, and I liked him on Chuck, and I actually think he's a cool person, so I think...
He's kind of dork, which I appreciate.
And he's very much into the series, and... So I love the story of how he was supposed to play Vandral in the first movie, but he had to bow out because he was filming Chuck. So Chuck got renewed. So the guy who plays on that Once Upon a Time took over for him. Then Once Upon a Time's now filming, so Zachary Levi took the role of Vandral right back for this movie. I just love that story. It's actually pretty comical.
Well, hopefully they fixed the bridge that was unfixable but didn't have any bearing on the Avengers for this sequel.
It did, though, because they said that they needed a lot of power.
Yeah.
He said something to Thor about how much power did, you know, Daddy have to raise to send you here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he used the thingy at the end to send them back anyhow, so.
I just can't wait to see what Dark Rose. They're using, like, I also love that comic nerd moment. They're using the Walt Simonson character Malekith for the Walt Simonson villain, the woman from Walt Simonson's run, Malekith, the Dark Elf, for this movie, and I can't wait to see what Eccleston does with it, because I actually got a kick. I actually like that storyline. So, and comic nerd moment. But,
that's okay, because when we go to the next movie, I'm gonna have a massive nerd moment.
Awesome.
So that would be the Hunger Games. Catching Fire.
That movie's going to be ridiculous.
and for people who don't know the second book, like haven't read and don't know the storyline for the second book, oh my god.
kidding.
This movie's gonna be so huge. Like the second, it's like part, first part of November is Thor. Second, it's like Ender's Game. You will have a shot, Miss Peabody. You might have a shot. Thor is gonna take over part of November. Second part of November, Hunger Games, baby.
And Hunger. Oh, and the cast for this is so great. They got so many great people in for these.
Good
new
job with the cast.
Adding.
Yeah, I would just say this much. I've seen a lot of stuff. Jennifer Lawrence is so adorable.
She's good. She's really good.
And I don't just mean like she's, you know, pretty. She's just like watching her interviews and stuff. Like, she's just very down to earth and personable.
She's normal.
Did you see the whole thing where she thought that her house was being robbed, so she came running outside with the bow and arrow she'd been training with? And apparently it was just like a delivery guy.
Holy shit! Oh God! Sorry, thought you were robbing me. What an autograph?
But it's not just that she thought he was robbing. She comes out with a bow and arrow. Who comes?
Yeah, I think that would be one of those
crap. She got a bow and arrow.
Oh!
If you were trained with bow and arrow, wouldn't you come out with a bow?
Yeah, the archer.
If it happens to be the closest thing to you, I don't know.
You know, this stuff works out in strange ways.
Oh, shoot, Mother of Pearl. They're doing a Madea Christmas.
I know.
They're doing a Madea everything. It's also a Madea Briss.
We said Madea, we're moving on.
Yes, the love of God.
I don't know who sets us back. Mortiah Perry or Wayne's brothers.
The Hobbit comes out that day. The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah.
That's
kind of weird, because I assume that this isn't full. There's 2 weeks, there's a week in between with our new movie releases.
Christmas is going to be very interesting this year as to why, because I ended up going to the theaters on Christmas this year, and when you have The Hobbit still in theaters, Les Mis and Django Unchained all hitting within the same period, you have a very packed movie theater. It was like freaking, it was crazy because like every, and like the movie theater parking lot was packed. Then the places that were closed on Christmas had people parking in those parking lots, and they were walking across the street to the movie theater. And It was pretty interesting, actually. It was like three big movies in one period. Yeah, you're going to have a packed house in that joint.
It's just good. Good.
And The Hobbit could be one of those things in which it'll be a couple weeks after Hunger Games, and Hunger Games is going to hang out in theaters for a while, because you'll have Thor, Hunger Games, Ender's maybe, but I'm thinking definitely Thor, Hunger Games, Hobbit, and those hanging out through December into January. So that, and Hobbit. I mean, did you guys? Have you guys seen The Hobbit yet?
I'm probably not going to.
What did you say, Ashley? Sorry.
Probably not going to see it. I know my brother loved it, but I'm just not into it enough that I think I'm going to be willing to sit through that much of it.
And Earl, did you see Hobbit?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'll probably just wait for it on DVD.
It's pretty good. I mean, one of my friends gave me one of my friends is actually near Nicholas level on reading The Hobbit and how much she's into the movie. And hi Laurel, that's her name, and she called me on the phone and she gave me the most epic, glorious rant on the film. Like I actually respected it. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, she had very valid points, she said, and she was telling me all the stuff. I'm like, wow. Like that is actually very fascinating. And she really gave me this detailed, like very well thought out, like she said, like, I just ranted to you for, like, no, I actually thought it was very well thought out, like, your complaints about, like, your issues with the movie. And I've admitted in the last thing of this, like, I have not read any of the Tolkien stuff yet. So I don't really have a big connection, but I actually like, I saw The Hobbit in 2D and I saw The Hobbit in high frame rate. And it was very interesting to see the differences. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with The Hobbit, the second movie, because it's definitely going to be interesting to see what people think of the second film. And I can't wait to see what people think about the third movie following this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wanted to wrap that up really fast because we at least we don't have too many more movies left. So.
Yeah. I'm surprised Anchorman's a December movie.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, it fits. It works.
I'm just so accustomed to comedies being like a summer thing. I don't remember many coming out in winter.
It's interesting. Go for it, Ash.
I think this is a big enough comedy, and because there aren't many comedies released around this time of year, that's why it's kind of safe to throw it out there.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's going to do well. I'll see it because I hope the first Anchorman.
Because you have Anchorman, then you have this movie with John Turteltaub, the guy who's done like the National Treasure and so forth, and that's coming out like so you have like two comedies hitting around the same time period though. Anchorman's gonna do killer freaking bank and should do pretty well. And then this movie Saving Mr. Banks. Tom Hanks gonna be a busy man this year. Damn.
Everybody's a busy person.
Everyone's busy. There is no movie lacking in some sort of power.
Hollywood has 5 stars they just put on recycle at
I mean,
this point.
Damn. This is like
And 3 of those stars are Johnny Depp.
Oh my god.
Oh my lord.
Tim Burton so he can make out with
Helen. Actually, Tim Burton doesn't have a movie this year, does he?
Oh god, 47. No, he doesn't. 47 Ronin comes out on the 25th. The Keanu Reeves playing in a samurai film.
Oh, okay.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Does he meet Tom Cruise?
You know, they probably couldn't get Tom Cruise for this film, so they got Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
And Jack Ryan, for some reason, I think is a sequel to Jack Reacher, but it isn't.
Dude, Tom Cruise has like a couple movies coming out this year.
Yeah.
I actually said something. It's like the man gets divorced from Katie Holmes, and suddenly his movie output just skyrockets.
He doesn't have to concentrate on not being gay.
Yes,
that is actually a fit. That's actually.
But I think is there anything else you want to talk about? No.
There's Jack Ryan. There's another movie called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which, yep, it's based off the James Thurber stories, and I actually have read this one, and it actually might not be too bad. I read this for our writing class once, and it was actually pretty interesting. I mean, though, it might actually be the first time I've actually got into a Ben Stiller movie in a long time, forever. Because I haven't had a Ben Stiller movie I've gotten into a very long time. And,
yeah,
I mean, it has Patton Oswalt in it, and Kristen Wiig, and Patton Oswalt's, like, in everything lately, and...
He really is.
And I like it. I no more deserving dude than Patton Oswalt popping up in everything. And it's like, TV, he's popped up in TV a few times this year. Movies, he's popped up in a few movies so he's going to be a big part of Justified this season, and I like that. So
there you go.
So I
don't know. I mean, I'm sure as the year goes on and stuff like that, we'll add more.
Oh yeah,
stuff like that.
Let's see if I can get this right, Earl. The Watch This Shit Bitches Award.
Yes, that is.
That is going to be coming out because. You know what's going to be sad about this year? I don't have anything Immortals level.
Well,
I don't have anything Immortals level that I can get into a swear fit about this year. So people, I'm sorry, you won't hear me curse like a sailor this time around. You won't hear me say an F-bomb laced tirade on anything. So.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you'll hear one from me.
Oh yeah, I know we will. But
we'll discuss that next.
I know we will, but I expect at least one. But I think it'll be awesome.
Okay, we'll get into that.
You're talented at it.
We'll get into that when we do the actual show, which I'm not sure if it's next week. I probably later on in the month. We'll figure it out. But for Anthony who stepped out earlier, Wesley, Ash, and myself, this has been Northern Rocks episode 119.